Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Good morning, video games. Welcome to Filthy Casuals, a podcast about video games hosted by three very kind boys, myself, Tommy Dasilow, and over here we have...
Adam Knox is me.
Yeah, and we I should quickly make an apology for last week's episode. We did, because Ben Vanell, other host of the show, is in Japan. Yeah. We did an episode with Ben Russell and Demi Lardner. I then went to Sydney the next day and forgot to take the SD card with me. And so we didn't put it up until about 6 or 7 days after we'd done it. And we made a lot of E3 predictions that by the time the episode went up, were then wildly out of date. Yeah.
I was sure there was going to be that Sliders video game and it turned out to be wrong.
So apologies for that. Ben is still in Japan. So joining us today, we have pretty frequent guest on the show, I have to say.
You know him frequent. From...
What?
The most frequent.
The most frequent. You most know frequent. Him from Good Game and from Triple J. Please welcome back Michael Hing.
Hello. I am so glad that you've kept up with Good Morning Video Games because I think I might have been here the first time it happened.
Oh, really?
Maybe. Or it was close to. And everyone was like, that's the worst. And we all made fun of Ben.
Mm.
And then you've just stuck into it and it's never going to change.
And now what happens when we have guests on, because I start the show off. Yep. I was like, well, that should be the show's catchphrase.
Yeah.
So I say it. And when there's people in here that don't know the origin of it, they look at me like I'm the fuckhead. That's really bad.
Wait, was it Ben or was it you who fucked it up?
I used to do it on a radio show in like 2011.
You say good morning video games.
I didn't say video games. Like, I said, good morning, Robin Williams. And I thought it was funny, but I did it 3 times during the show, like once every hour. And
is this all true?
Yeah.
Was the show on in the morning?
It was on. Yeah. No, it was at night. No, it was in the morning.
Were you in Vietnam doing radio?
No, that would have been good. I like the first time I did it, I thought it was funny, and then having done it like 50 times, I thought it was funny that I kept saying it. And the idea of someone accidentally tuning in, I had this weird like theme music behind it as well. And at like 6 in the morning, you're just going, good morning, Robin Williams, with this weird. Anyway,
I love it. That's great. Maybe we should change this to good morning, Robin Williams.
I think it's a
touching tribute.
Yeah. Rest in peace.
Yes.
Hey, we've all got our demons. Now, you last week were very insistent that we not do the fashion report. Few people very angry that we didn't do the fashion report.
I thought people wouldn't give a fuck, but here we go with the fashion report.
Well, I feel like because you've big news. You've got yourself a new little item of clothing there, haven't you?
Well, well, well.
You've gone and got yourself a little...
It's been a big week in the world of video games and the world of my jackets.
Now, what would you call that, pleather?
I wouldn't call it pleather. I'd call it leather and hope people don't come up and touch it. But,
visually from a distance, it's very obvious that it's pleather.
It's $25 plastic leather from Kmart.
Yeah.
But it looks all right.
Because I saw you the other night at a gig. I went up to you and I go, hey, man, first thing you say is... What do you think of this jacket?
Now, are you proud of the jacket because of the way it looks? Or are you proud of the jacket because of the value of it? Are you proud of the jacket? Like, what in particular? Is it a bad boy image?
I finally bought one new item of clothing.
That's genuinely it. It's because I took the time to go somewhere and buy a bunch of new clothes. I got these new shoes here.
Yeah?
Little red shoes.
Is this whole thing a Kmart outfit?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I'm not. No, because you said you bought this the jacket from Kmart. I'm asking because I feel like
that's the only reason I was able to get more like this shirt as well, because there was a bunch of cheap shit at Kmart. So
how's he dressed head to toe in Nike? Going, you shop at Kmart? No.
Actually, it's just better. Like, having money's just really great. No.
All right. Well, I don't have any Air Jordans. I don't know. I haven't
that's Nike.
Thought about shoes since the 90s.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, obviously.
Remember George of the Jungle? He gets some... I think they're Air Jordans.
What?
Yeah, it's Air Jordans in George of the Jungle.
The movie with Brendan Fraser.
Yeah. No, the other George of the Jungle.
Well, it's based on a cartoon. It's an old TV series.
Oh, is it really? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, then the other George of the Jungle is
you
what I mean.
Fuckhead. Just because they don't sell the DVDs of it at Kmart, so you wouldn't know.
That George of the Jungle film, right? That, you know how, I don't know if you guys were into comedy when you were kids or you were like the funny kid in class or whatever.
Mm-hmm. I was a very serious child.
But you know how when you're young and you kind of into funny stuff, your parents misinterpret you. Well, everyone just misinterprets every child's hobbies, right?
Yes, like,
this is the one the man at the store said you'd want kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because I was into comedy. My dad was, for my birthday one year, was like, oh, you know what movie Michael would love to see with his friends?
Here we go.
For comedy. It was like, and he took me and my friends for my birthday to the George of the Jungle film.
Yes.
And it's just like the worst comedy. Like, it's such a terrible film.
Yes.
And dad being like, huh? You like jokes? It's just like so depressing.
It's so, parents doing something with the best intentions.
Yeah,
when
totally.
You're a kid, you don't see that because you're
a brat, fuck everything.
So you're like, Dad, you fucked it up. Yeah. And then years later you go, oh my God, they were trying their best. Yeah.
They did that for me. I got like a DVD thing where it was like, it was all these comedies from like the 50s or earlier. Where it was like, here's the Pixar, that but Costello's best, whatever, all this stuff. And like, it just really...
Was that your dad handing you the DVD?
Yeah. Here you go, son. Good news from the Western Front.
But his
the boys
favorite...
put down their guns for Christmas.
His favorite childhood comedies? Is that what they were?
I don't know. I don't think he even liked them, but I just think he's never really thought... It was like a lot of Spike Milligan and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Stuff.
It was actually kind of interesting.
Which now...
It's
like,
a good present. Never mind.
Which when you're older and you're actually into comedy, it's like, yeah, of course I should have seen that stuff.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. Exactly. But at the time I was like, the Mighty Boosh.
Okay, hey, we've spent far too long dicking around, given that this is one of the few weeks where it's actually doing a video game podcast. There's actually a lot to talk about.
Yeah, so much news.
E3 2016 is, what are we, it's like nearly, basically nearly over?
It is done.
Yeah, it would be done.
Today would be the last day. I bet it's American time, so a few more hours.
Mm. So big video game conference, we made some predictions last week. It has since, mostly been on. All the big stuff has happened at this point.
What did you get right? I haven't listened to the Demi Lardin and Ben Russell episode yet.
I can't remember.
I don't remember.
We just went through some stuff that had been announced and sort of...
I think I was saying Red Dead 2, or at least I thought
that. Oh, you fucking idiot. You're a fucking moron.
This is a rumor that I saw, and I don't know if it's true, but apparently it was going to be at the very end of the Sony one. Because you know how they did that zombie game? Mm. They showed like a bit of it. And then they went back to it at the end.
Mm.
And apparently Red Dead was going to be at the end of that, but there was a shooting in a tavern or a saloon scene in the trailer.
Oh.
And so they pulled it at the last minute is the rumor.
Right.
But it seems weird
that
you wouldn't have been able to just take that bit out of the trailer or whatever and still announce the game, because surely you got plans if you were going to do that. So I don't know.
Yeah. That's an interesting thing, like, not to get too heavy, but that you know, one could make the argument like, well, do you want to let people like someone doing that, do you want to let them dictate, you know what I mean? That's the gray area of like, you've got to be sensitive, but at the same time, I totally understand the opinion of like, if we just change everything that we do in that way, like if we're going to let that affect our entertainment, our leisure time, like, but then I guess, okay, it's, this is way too heavy.
No, totally. But no, it's really interesting because it's happened with video games before. Like there was a bit of Metal Gear Solid 2 where at the end of the game, this big ship crashes into New York.
Mm.
Yeah.
And about a month before it came out, 9/11 happened.
Yeah.
And they made that scene 20 minutes longer. No, they didn't. They took it out.
Slow-mo. It's like, I mean, obviously the most heartfelt thing that happened with this kind of tragedy, and well, not specifically, but like back in the day, is when... something very close to all our hearts, the band She Had changed their names to Pacifier.
Our generation in Australia is 9/11, yes.
She Had changed their name to Pacifier.
Mine was when they changed the actor who played Bronson on Round the Twist. That was...
So, Knox, you're there, you're watching the PlayStation conference, you're hoping that someone from Kmart is going to come out and announce a 25% off store-wide.
Yeah, I nearly bought a dressing gown, but... when I was there. I'm getting all my shit from there.
Last time I was on this podcast, you were telling me how you slipped in a watermelon.
Yeah.
Now I want to be Hugh Hefner, but in a watermelon.
You're here for all the big pieces of canon from this podcast.
I think, Ken. I might have also been here. I think that might have been the first time we did the fashion report. Anyway, not important.
Look, oh, yeah, we probably did. Yeah, that's right. Anyway, so I don't think that's true that they pulled it specifically because of the Orlando thing, because you're right. This is the time when you're here to announce stuff.
They have business.
So just announce it. Just show some stills. Just do. I mean, heaps of developers just go, this is happening.
Show a logo.
And also, in like a really, like, I mean, I've been working in the industry for a couple of years now, and in a really fucked way. And that would be "quote unquote" good for them if they did that, and it was controversial, right? Like it would be so insensitive, and everyone would be like, "That's fucked," and whatever. Yeah. If people got upset about it, but it would spur on this talk on the internet. It'd be the huge story, you know.
And
the other side of it is like there's a shooting in a tavern. Like, okay, cool. Let's get rid of. Let's be sensitive and not show any video games at E3 that had shooting in them.
Exactly.
Welcome to a conference where we're showing off fucking Zelda and the new Cooking Mama. And that's going to be... This is Nintendo's time to shine. If that sensitivity comes in, they've just got clean slate of the floor. They Steve Bradbury their way into winning E3.
Yeah, we picked the wrong Zelda to throw in a pistol. But, no, it was weird. And again, this is sort of heavy and whatever, but it's so strange at like the start of a couple of those press conferences, they're like, let's take a few seconds here and address what happened. Like, nobody's expecting you to address
it.
You are not the president.
No one's being like, fuck, there's been this horrible tragedy. I wonder what Nintendo thinks about this.
Yeah, exactly. I know. It affected everyone.
Unfortunately, with the families, here's fucking God of War.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's a bizarre.
I just think, like, you've got to be, you do have to be responsible and you know, people.
They were
like,
wearing the ribbons,
victims,
which that's a good middle ground. I reckon wear the ribbon.
With taking stuff out, I mean, you know, victims, families, or survivors, or whatever may be rattled by it or whatever, but at the same time, like, I just think you've got to make a decision at some point to go, well, because, where's the cutoff? Okay, this is okay now. It's been a month. It's fine now. I don't know. But anyway, you're right.
Having said that, we are now talking about it on our video games podcast as well. Like, maybe it's just because you're thinking about it.
Yeah, true, but it's not like we're going dark this week out of respect.
It's not like we started before the theme song with her. Yeah.
Anyway,
that's
okay,
why people
so
tune into this.
Let's go a bit more chronologically through the events of the last week of E3. So the first big thing that happened was the Microsoft.
There were a couple. There was like Bethesda and EA had their own ones before that, which I watched, which were fucking like
They announced Quake, right?
They had like a CGI trailer thing,
right?
That was pretty like in the trailer though. The characters in it looked like they had like abilities and stuff, kind of like Overwatch, which is very not Quake-ish.
Can I just say this real quickly, because this is kind of an overall thing for me with E3, with all these conferences.
Yeah.
Like, there's just so many trailers that get shown off that are just developed as trailers to just make you go,
it all is.
The concept of a game without seeing any actual gameplay. It's bordering on just like an animated short film festival.
Totally.
You know what I mean? When you see these things where it's like, and we talked about this a bit last week, Michael, I don't know if you've heard this last week's episode, but someone put like a Ubisoft comparison video up.
Right.
Where it was like what they show off at E3 versus what those bits in game end up looking like.
Yeah.
And they're dramatically scaled down.
It is
a little bit, you come out of something and you're like, and we'll get to this a bit more with when we talk about Sony, but you're like, wow, that's amazing. And then you think about it and you go, what the fuck actually is that?
Yeah.
Like, what am I doing when I get it and I've got the controller in my hands? What am I actually doing in this game?
Yeah.
But yeah, so sorry, they showed a bit of a...
So EA did a bit of Quake. EA, they did a sports stuff as well in that one? The new FIFA has...
Oh, it's like a story mode, isn't it?
It has a story mode.
The way they revealed it was so fucking dumb as well. They had this poor actor who's like playing the main character in the thing come out and like all the lights go down. He's like, you know, you might not know my name, but you soon will. I'm playing soccer real well. And he's doing this.
Sounds like the start to a Guy Ritchie film.
Yeah, he's doing this monologue. Yeah. He does this monologue about how he's
Mean Machine, the video game.
He's doing well in the soccer world. And then at the end of the video, he literally goes like, so, I guess we should go have a look at it. So follow me. And runs off the stage and then like into the game. But I don't know. That's cool. That sounds
cool.
That
is, you know what? Yeah. I've never been into the FIFA games. I'd play something like that.
Dude, the last NBA game had a story mode directed by Spike Lee.
Right.
Yeah.
You had to play basketball against the devil or something to save your brother's soul or like something like that. Wait a minute, that was just a bad acid trip ahead. Sorry. That's just the lame joke everyone makes when they say something a bit strange. Yeah. Oh, I saw a dog drive a car the other day. Wait a minute.
Yeah, you should watch that fucking Spike Milligan DVD that your dad got. You can learn a thing or two.
I'm more into Spike Lee video games than Spike Milligan DVD.
So yeah, Xbox, they announced that they're doing a slimline.
They're doing a new Xbox. It's called Xbox? Project Scorpion or Project S or whatever.
They're doing two.
But there's two, right? There's a smaller, slimmer Xbox, which Knox, again, you could learn a thing or two from.
I'm the size of two DVD cases stacked together. But yeah, so that one's just like the same as a regular one. No Kinect port.
That's a weird thing to announce at your big press conference, isn't it? When the whole world's watching and you can, but you know, game developers are literally going like, here's this big new exclusive thing. And then you're coming out and going, price drop. Like, it just seems like a weird, just announce that immediately afterwards.
Yeah, I don't know. Where are you going to do it though? And like, it's the new controller works with PCs without having to buy the little expensive dongle that's extra.
Yeah, it's a Bluetooth thing or something. Yeah. Is it? Yeah.
They showed a thing where you can make your own controllers with like custom colors.
Oh, yeah, like Nike ID style.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
and then there's this other one, the Scorpio thing.
Yeah. Which is like a new. Is it in the same vein to what PlayStation have hyped up that they're doing with the PlayStation 4.5?
Yeah. So this is going to be a box that plays the same games, Xbox One games, but in 4K if you've got a 4K television.
Right.
But I think that's the kind of only big change. Everything else.
And it's got a 4K Blu-ray player and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, but they're going to still cap the frame rate at like 60 or whatever.
Right, right.
Like it's not, you know, it's not going to be huge, amazing.
They're saying they want to keep it so that anyone with any type of Xbox can still have the same.
I gotta say, this is this putting in like 0.5 versions of consoles. Mm. I know they're just doing it because new TVs are coming out, but geez, it sets a bit of a dodgy precedent.
Yeah.
You know, people already get annoyed about like planned obsolescence and, you know, having to buy a new system every 4 or 5 years or whatever as it is. But man, if it's going to be 2 years in, you're bringing out a new slightly scaled up version.
But also, like, who the fuck wants, like, who's going to buy it? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you would only buy it if you were already someone who had a 4K television, right?
Yeah.
And if you're that guy, you know, you've already got sweet cash money, so it's not.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
It's not for
what us. Maybe there's like a market of people who find 4K TVs just on the side of the road. So they're like, oh, well, now I've got this. I would never have been able to afford it myself. Or like win them in Pizza Hut competitions or whatever. But I saw a competition that Pizza Hut was running where you get to win a TV.
Who would have thought that? I'm not
and it's 4K.
Such an encyclopedic knowledge of Pizza Hut competitions.
A friend told me about it. I don't know. It's nothing to do with me.
Is it pronounced Pizza Hut?
My friend Pete, who listens to this show, his dad used to
Is
work.
His last name Zahut? Sorry.
Turn it off.
That's the best thing that we've ever done. His dad used to work in an office with a guy called He-Man, and He-Man's thing was that he could eat like, I think it was like he could put away like two or three large pizza, some insane
Holy
amount of food.
Shit.
And there was an all-you-could-eat Pizza Hut near their work. So like once a week they'd get bored and they'd go like, hey man, let's go down to Pizza Hut. And they'd all just sit there while this fucking beast of a man just stuffed pizza into his house, into his face. And they'd all sit there and go, hey man, hey man, hey man.
That's fucking awesome.
Have
you been to an all-you-can-eat Pizza Hut recently?
Not recently.
Very recently. I went at the start of the year. We did a Dum Dum Club podcast in Bendigo.
Right.
And we went afterwards.
In Bendigo or Ballarat? Ballarat, right? Doesn't matter.
No, you're right, Ballarat.
I know where the Pizza Hut is. I think you'll find there's only one in Ballarat.
Bendigo used to have a pizza, but it actually closed down in 1999.
I did that thing where I was campaigning very hard for it.
Right.
And so everyone sort of
Is it a cheap meal?
No, it's not.
Really?
Oh. It's like $30.
Oh.
All you can eat's like $30.
I thought it'd be like $10 or something.
So then you're in there and you've spent a lot. So you feel like if you don't absolutely fucking write yourself off. Same with Sizzler. I went to Sizzler like a couple of years ago in Perth. It's very expensive.
Right. You got to wear a trench coat, fill the pockets, that sort of thing.
Pretty much, yeah. So
leather coat, please. Yeah.
So play the trench coat.
So then because everyone spent a lot of money and it, you know, it's whatever. It's like you're there for nostalgia, and you get there, you're like, oh, this food is not that good at all.
Yeah.
But then I'm the one that's led the charge. I'm on the hook, so everyone's just like,
what are you doing, Das? You've
stitched us up. Thanks for making us go and get this shitty meal that you insisted we get.
$30.
You get there at the counter, and it's like there was like 10 of us or something.
Right.
And so you go through and you pay one by one. Mm. And I'll just name him. Who cares? Nick Cody. Just walked through.
Oh.
Just walked in.
Oh, just
walked in, took a plate.
That's awesome.
A lot of the times they keep the plates behind the counter. So you pay and then you get your plate. That's the
so
thing
good.
Stopping you from just going in. But they just had the plates.
Who could ever overturn that fucking system? Who just could come up with a way to eat off of something other than...
Maybe that's why Pizza Hut isn't doing so well, because they run on the honor system.
Yeah. Like. Just a Fanta, thanks. Yeah, I'll have that in, please.
That's so fucking good.
I know, yeah. And I like, him. Look, stealing isn't good, but I have to say, it's like, this shouldn't be $30.
Yeah.
This shouldn't be $10.
$30 is a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, a pizza's going to cost you like $6 or something, isn't it? Is that how much a pizza costs?
If you walked in...
Sorry, I don't know why I looked at you, Knox.
No, you do. You know why, and you were correct to do it. You can walk in and get a pick-up pizza for $7.95.
So, Domino's for the first time in ages the other night.
So that's four. So $30. You got to eat four pizzas to get your money worth.
Pretty much, yeah.
You got to go with He-Man.
Yeah.
He's the only person who can get value out of it.
He-Man. I'll get on to Pete. Pete, get in touch with me and let me know if your dad still knows He-Man. Let's get him in here. Okay, people are furious at this point that we've started...
Yeah.
Did as much in-depth video game talk as we've ever done and then got distracted by the mere mention of Pizza Hut.
Well, so, okay, speaking of spending money on things that might not be great value.
Here we go.
Turns out you don't need to really buy an Xbox.
So this is another one of their big announcers. They've been talking about this cross-play thing for a while.
Yeah.
The gates sort of started to open with you can now play Rocket League on PS4 against anyone, against PC players, against Xbox players. Every game that comes out now, is this correct, for the Xbox is going to be cross-compatible with the PC as well.
So every game that they had there was not exclusive.
Right.
They were all on Windows as well, or I guess on the PlayStation. I don't know if they're all for everything. But yeah, the way it works is if you buy it for one of them, you get copies for both.
Mm.
You know how DVDs used to have the little fucking thing there for a digital copy as well when you bought it?
Yeah.
Same thing, basically.
Or
which
vinyl
is really
now
cool.
Comes with an MP3 code. Yeah. But, I mean, that's a very risky move, I reckon. Like, that's very different to, like, vinyl coming with an MP3 code is like, well, when you're out, like, vinyl you want to put this on at home. But when you're out, you obviously want to listen to it on your phone. So you can download it for ease of use. This to me, this is like, well, then why are people going to keep buying Xboxes? Like,
well, I think from Microsoft's point of view, like, there's two things. Either one, who cares if they stop? Because Microsoft kind of owns the PC market.
Well, sure.
And if they can get a fucking grasp on that, then they don't need the Xbox anymore.
Yeah.
And the other thing is people just don't like to buy PCs.
Yeah.
People like just have a fucking laptop or whatever and they don't want to go the full what kind of a
because it costs
you
like I mean you think about how much an Xbox costs and then you think about like it's probably like what 10 times as much for a PC
definitely
to mod up
at least
a
five
sweet
times,
ass game
so I spent like quite a bit of money because I had to for work had to get that and it took me a month to build it I had to spend a bunch of money then you got to buy screens all that kind of stuff and the other thing is that they're already losing the console war. Like, they've already lost it, sorry.
Yeah, okay,
it's like, I think there are something like double the amount of PS4s in the market or something than there are Xboxes. So it's like, I think they're just seeing 10 years down the track, they're like, we're all going to be playing, things off the cloud anyway. Like,
I guess because...
Exactly, it's smart. It's a really smart thing to do.
Was it last year or the year before where they had that really bad E3 where they came out and they were like, all games are digital now.
Yeah.
You're not going to be able to loan them to a friend.
Yeah.
It's always on, watching you. Like, and people at the end were like, holy fuck, that is so bad.
Yeah.
Everything you've announced is the worst idea.
Yeah, because they're just nerds who get excited about a thing they've developed and they don't sometimes think,
people would
be really creeped out by this fucking thing.
You know? Missing like the joy of like the community of video games. Like, why would you want to lend a good game to a friend so they can play it?
Yeah.
Fuck. Okay,
you can detect if there are more people in the room. I think it was them as well who had this like patent filed that people found. I don't remember if it was them or somebody else, but it's like there's this little image from the patent and it's one of the most horrifying things you could ever see. It's a drawing of a person sitting in front of their TV playing a game and then in the next frame it's the person sitting there and the screen has a burger on it and it says to get rid of this ad, say the word McDonald's. And then in the third frame, the person is standing
has
up with their arms
in their
air.
Mouth.
They're standing with their arms in the air yelling, McDonald's. And then in the next one, they're playing the game again. And it's just a horrifying.
Fuck.
It's going to be there. We're going to have to be doing that one day.
Yeah.
But yeah, they've changed like the head of Xbox since then. It was this guy called Don Matrick and now it's someone called Phil Spencer.
Was Don his name or his title?
Yeah,
title, right?
I think it was his title. Yeah, his name was Pete Zahut.
But fuck, I could go to some McDonald's right now. Speaking of which,
I know, right? Just
McDonald's.
Saying,
yeah.
Saying the word McDonald's really makes you want to eat McDonald's.
Say, stand up in front of your podcast player of choice and yell the word "big cummies" to skip this part of the podcast.
Now we'll assume you've all done that, so we'll just move on. So anyway, yeah, that was pretty good. Yeah, you don't need to buy an Xbox. This new, they're trying to get ahead of the thing of like, because a part of the reason lots of people went for the PS4 is partly all of that sort of always online shit, and also because it's got the thing of it being more powerful.
And then, but the other thing is it just snowballs, right? Because once all your friends are on a thing, then you just want to be on a thing.
Totally.
And then at this point, it's like, well, why would you buy an Xbox so you can play Gears of War? Like,
yeah,
it's, you know, it's
and
fine.
That Gears of War game doesn't look good.
Yeah,
it really.
Oh yeah, no good.
I just
are you a
care,
fan of the series?
I was, but they went for a long time and they were all kind of the same and I'm not after any more of it really now.
Yeah. Have you played, is it Mirror's Edge?
No, I haven't played the first one or this new one.
Yeah, I played a bit of the new one. It's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No
guns.
Forza Horizon 3 looked really good.
Mm-hmm.
It's set in Australia.
Oh, yeah.
It's
finally.
Yeah.
A racing game we can call our very own in this true blue
finally.
Country.
We'll become the land of racing, not racist.
Warny DLC or GTFO.
Oh, fucking Warny DLC. The big announcement next year's E3. Dun, 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 dun.
He comes out and just launches some fucking fastballs into the crowd. Fastballs, is that a cricket term?
Yeah, probably.
As if anyone listening to this fucking show knows the difference.
But so
this is my safe space.
It's got like racing in like the Great Ocean Road and like the Yarra Valley and shit.
Oh wow.
And it's so weird hearing like someone on this big.
Can you do chap laps?
Oh man, that'd be great. Chap lap DLC.
Wolf whistle at some Wolf whistle at some hot chicks out the front of KFC on Chapel Street.
Fuck, that'd be good. New DLC. Man, Pump Road's fucked today.
Getting kicked out of Zos bonus round.
That fucking, what's that bridge?
The Westgate?
Nah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
The one that people keep driving into. Balti.
The one, Montague Street?
Montague Street Bridge, yeah.
The low hang, the one that's slightly low. More. It's wiped out about 8 food trucks in Melbourne.
Yeah. Oh, right. Okay, so it's like a little bit too low.
It's a little bit too low, and there's every, like, I'd say once a month there's a story about a truck going under it. Like right, the Mr. Burger caught. Truck got wiped out.
I don't know if this is true. Tell me if this is real or if I've imagined this, that I feel like what the trucks were carrying got sillier and sillier. Like it was just a normal truck, but then it was a truck with like feathers in it or something that went like poof.
That's
like a chicken
no
truck.
Way that, a chicken truck. Feathers just everywhere.
Yeah, I feel like there were anyway.
Let me just quickly Google and see if anything comes up. Because
Forza
wanna...
has this cool thing as well where, so if you're, you know how like, have you ever played Dark Souls, Hing?
Yeah.
You know how, so you'll see the little ghosts of people walking around.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Forza has that, but you'll see your
with
friend's
cars
being carried by helicopters, like above the track. They're flying along like that and you can go like...
Like they've gone off the track at Mario Kart.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, exactly. They've got a big Lakitu thing holding them up above the thing. So if... And then you can invite them to join your thing and the helicopter will just fucking drop their car into your game. It looks cool.
Sick.
Are you a racing car... racing game nerd? Or?
Not really. Like when it's like an arcadey sort of thing, I like it a lot more. Like Ridge Racer and shit, I like.
Mm.
But like Gran Turismo and whatever, I've never really been able to get into.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. This is from May 17 of this year.
Yeah.
Truck hits Montague Street Bridge in South Melbourne, making it the 102nd incident.
Wow.
So
just
many.
When we thought drivers had learned their lesson, another truck has struck
what
the Montague
mean,
Street
when
Bridge
we thought
in
drivers
South Melbourne.
After the 101st one, we're like, well, now we're pretty sure.
Once you hit a triple digit, surely that justifies like a public announcement campaign,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
fix the bridge. Oh, sorry, an ad's loading. McDonald's. the infamous bridge is becoming somewhat of a cult phenomenon with songs being written about it and social media accounts created. Fuck. A warning sign on the light rail overbridge shows access underneath is restricted to vehicles under 3 metre height. In February, the most serious incident occurred when a gold bus struck the Montague Street Bridge, leaving passengers trapped and traumatised. You're right, Knox. They have gotten funnier and funnier.
That bus was made of gold. That's hilarious. How'd that break? Actually, gold is quite a soft metal. Anyway.
So then, is that all the Microsoft stuff?
There are a couple more games, but there was nothing like that I particularly remember as being like shocking. It was a lot of sequels to stuff. Yeah. Like, there was a Dead Rising 4. There was something else. It was all fairly what you expected.
Okay.
The big story though from E3 is the PlayStation.
Let's move on to the PlayStation conference because that. Right. I mean, I'm only.
Hold on, let me just get the orchestra to start playing now. We've got a live orchestra to score this, but that was fucking cool. Did you see that?
Can we just have a moment where we acknowledge the victims of the Montague Street Bridge before we? Fuck.
you took me on a wild ride in that sentence, Dassler.
I know, I was so scared for a second.
Imagine how the people on that gold bus felt. Let's do a live one of these on a party bus, and that's the finale. We drive under the Montague Street Bridge.
We deliberately crash it.
Scraping off the top of the bus.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah, so this was the first year that I've kind of been interested in the PlayStation. Because when I don't own a system, I kind of like, I don't want there to be anything good announced.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I want to play that.
Totally.
Yeah, so.
I kind of might buy a PlayStation one day.
I got to say, this
was... I don't want to be too committal.
This was a great conference terms of, like, announcing stuff that people expected, some curveballs in there. So first of all, let's just go through sort of, like, bit by bit what they threw out there. Last Guardian, which I don't know heaps about, but I do know has been delayed.
Yeah.
So they kind of had a big trailer of Last Guardian at last E3, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
But it went for like 20 minutes and just seemed a little bit boring. But this one seemed a little bit more like...
Well, so I just read a thing of someone who played it at the show and they were saying it sucks.
Really?
It runs really badly. It looks like an old, like... launch kind of era PS3 game.
Right.
It's just kind of flat. The frame rate's terrible.
Because that was the big news was that for ages it's just been coming soon.
Yeah.
And they finally dated it. So October 24, right. I believe, of this year is... No, yeah, this year.
Pretty soon, realistically. But yeah, apparently it's going to be like a Duke Nukem Forever sort of thing where it was fucking in development for so long that it's no good.
Right, okay. Well, that's a bummer to hear. Horizon... Is it First Dawn or Zero Dawn?
Zero Dawn. That looks fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just watched that then before you got here. It's so cool. Great concept. It looks a little bit more... I mean, we did a day one of Far Cry Primal, which I have barely touched since.
Yeah.
It just seems like the kind of like the hunting, gathering sort of aspect of that, but with a cool... It's not just like, oh, you're a caveman. There's like a little bit extra going on.
You're
so it's like
caveman and there's robots.
Dinosaur robots essentially.
And they look fucking awesome. The game looks great. It looks fast and like it controls. Like it looks like exactly what you want it to be.
Yeah.
They released like a story trailer a couple of weeks ago that didn't look very good.
Mm-hmm.
The story looks like it might be a bit shitty, but you know, it's a video game, so
yeah.
That happens.
Yeah. I think it looks great. I'm excited to see I watched a bit of gameplay stuff, like just early on, the little robot-y dinosaur things are pretty simplistic. I think it's exciting to see the further on you get, like how crazy are those designs going to get?
Yeah.
Like you can tell there's like a lot of free reign there.
Do we know the lore on this? Like the story behind why you're a cave person and there are robots?
So it seems like far-flung future. They keep talking about like the old civilization or whatever.
Right, okay.
And you're in that video, the trailer with the story stuff. They keep calling you an outsider and like, we don't even know where you're from. So you're definitely a robot. And that's going to be the end of the game as you find out that you're the robot all along.
There's actually a famous...
We are the Walking Dead, anyway.
There's going to be a scene where you find a turtle on its back in the desert and you've got a... too specific a reference? No, we're good.
Again, Warnie DLC I think would fit perfectly into this. I think it looks great. Then they... Days Gone...
I didn't like the look of that. Did you watch any of that?
I watched it. Look, I think I don't think it looks bad. I just think it is pretty insane in 2016 to be getting up.
We still
up,
don't have gay marriage in Australia.
To be getting up in at a big press conference and going like and making a big song and dance about an apocalyptic wasteland game.
Oh, yeah.
Hing's watching the trailer right now. There's a dude who fucking had the word mayhem tattooed on his skull.
Yeah.
I'm back in.
I don't think it looks like bad. I just think it looks
it's
generic.
We've had so many of these games in the past like 2 years.
I kept in the trailer going, okay, like I was saying with, you know, the Horizon thing is like there's a you know, it's sort of prehistoric, but old dinosaur. I was waiting for
the hook.
The next little the thing about that where it's not
all
just
the zombies
like,
are warny. What about that?
That would be fucking great.
Would my man's not a camel hab out of eBay?
But even the voiceover in it is so cliche, and I just don't see how you can put something like that together for such a big event and not understand how like just. The Last of Us wasn't that long ago. Yeah. People still watch the Walking Dead TV series. I mean, Fallout 4. I mean,
there
those
are a lot
three
of zombies
things are big
on,
enough.
On the screen, but like that's not enough.
Yeah. You see zombies on the tram every day heading into the fucking rat race.
Mate,
you know what I'm saying?
On their bloody phones. No one talks to each other on the tram anymore. Yeah,
more like anti-social media.
Oh, thank you.
They're really putting the twit in Twitter. Is that what people say? I'm not up to speed.
Okay, I don't know. I mean, look, if it looks great and if it's apparently cool, I wouldn't not play it based on this.
No, but it looks
boring. I think it's a weird thing to put into your press conference and make a big deal out of it when you had so much other great stuff going on. So then they move on to VR. Now,
Batman VR? Batman VR?
Yes.
What the fuck is that? Hashtag wear the cowl. Fuck off. You're not Batman.
Who are you angry at? Who are you angry at?
Myself for not being Batman. No, I don't know. It's just like they didn't show much of any actual.
So VR's out in October, which we've known for a little while.
Yeah.
They've priced it. So again, pretty soon, October. And so they back-to-back, they announce a Star Wars X-Wing game.
But it's not a game. It's like one fucking level for downloadable for Battlefront.
Right.
They're
okay.
All
but
these
is
really,
VR.
Yeah, but they're all these really short little fucking VR experience looking things.
Sure, but Batman was the other one. Yeah. And a new Resident Evil.
And there was a Final Fantasy thing, which looked like a short thing as well.
Yeah. But I have to
fucking
say,
Resident Evil looked cool.
Resident Evil looked really cool.
Yeah. I think VR and scary stuff would be too fucked for me. Like, it's too much. I think it'll be amazing.
I agree, but I think that is, if you want to convince people that you're going to get an experience out of this, that's not just having your head in a big TV.
Yeah.
Like, the VR scare factor, I reckon that's the best.
That's the way to do it.
That's the best way to do it, I reckon.
You got to secretly, with every VR announcement, go like, by the way, porn.
Yeah.
That's honestly, I think, the way that will sell a million things is if you go, hey, look, Resident Evil 7, have a look at this. Porn, by the way. Hey, oh, man, there's a lot of scary monsters in here. A lot of tits out there as well. Hey, oh, man, so many.
But I think
monsters.
This makes a lot of sense in terms of like, you know, because we've talked about this a bit, the big challenge of VR and it actually being significant and sticking around and not just being a flash in the pan kind of thing is like
porn.
Like, how do you convince, like getting it beyond the point where it's just a tech demo, where you're just putting it on, oh cool, I'm on a roller coaster, oh now I'm in a helicopter. And I think throwing kind of like big franchises at it, even if it is just one quick level in a Battlefront thing, I think that to me what it seems like they're doing is throwing a few big darts at the board, and if one of them hits, if people go Resident Evil with VR, if you want to have the shit scared out of you, there's no other, like, you can't get that same experience out of it on just the TV.
Yeah.
That's what they're hoping for.
You've got to have a murderer in your house.
Exactly. Scared. That's what they're hoping for is to connect in that way.
A lot of those things do just look like, oh, I'm in a helicopter, but R2-D2's there as well, you know?
So I think it makes sense. I think it's really cool and it's really smart to go big franchises.
Yeah.
To kind of
and
like,
also, it's not heaps expensive for them to do it, right? They're just developing little things on stuff that already exists, and that way they can kind of dip their toes in the market, see what's going to buy. Like,
so if you get these games already, and then you have and you think, oh, maybe it's you go, oh, you know what? I'm loving that Batman game.
Yeah,
this will be cool because at the very least, I can just try out that you know, that extra level in it or whatever it ends up being.
Yeah.
But I think it's cool to play into, who doesn't want to sit in a, you know, what Star Wars fan doesn't want to sit in an X-Wing? Being Batman running around would be really cool. Like Resident Evil.
Weather cow.
Hashtag weather cow.
Please.
Yeah, Resident Evil, you're going to be fucking, I mean, yeah.
You're going to be fucking.
Porn. I reckon you're right. I reckon I would almost find it too fucking scary, but I'm still going to, I'm still going to give it a go.
I'll do it and I'll fucking shit myself.
You can probably just play VR like in the bath though and just actually shit yourself and it'll be fine.
Where was the announce of that?
Then when later you're watching porn and you come everywhere, it's just in the bath.
Oh boy.
Da, 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 da.
Da, 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 da. So,
God of War looked really good.
Yep.
Yeah, they're doing a Norse one.
It's completely different. Like the gameplay looks different. It looks more like Dark Souls or something, where it's like behind the back and it looked slower paced.
Mm.
Kratos is like this angry dad now, which is fucking cool.
Are you hanging out with your son or something?
Child. I don't know if it's yours.
Yeah, okay, yeah. But then every time they learn skills, you get them as well. I don't know how exactly that was working.
And he was just like, because he's always like, his whole thing has always just been like, Zeus, fuck off. And like, that's his character. And having it just be a kid, like, I like that.
It looks beautiful. It looks absolutely beautiful.
It looks incredible, yeah. And yeah, just like it looks more slowly paced than like Dark Souls-ish like that, which is cool because they made a lot of those games and they were kind of, they'd done what they could do with it.
How many, we've had three God of War games,
there were
right?
Three,
and then several remasters.
And there were two on like the PSP as well. And there was a fourth one as well.
Yeah.
I've never played any of them. Would you recommend, you can't get any on the PS4, can you?
You can get them.
You can get the remasters on the PS4.
Okay, yeah. Worth going in?
Yeah,
I liked them. Yeah.
I saw the other day in the shop that something that I'd forgotten had existed, the PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale. Like
Smash Brothers.
Trying to do Smash Brothers. And it's fucking laughable. It's like the little sock thing from Little Big Planet, Parappa the Rapper, Nathan Drake. The God of War.
When you think about play, like, what are you going to do? Like, oh, I guess we could get little car from Gran Turismo. Like, you can't.
It's just embarrassing that it exists. Yeah. Like, they gave it a crack and good on it, but fucking hell. Okay, so then they announced the Crash Bandicoot reboot that people have been.
But it's not a reboot; it's remasters of the original.
Well, okay, so he's making his debut as a character in a new Skylanders game.
Yeah, he's a Skylander,
which I couldn't give a shit about. But the trailer looks—he looks cool in it. And then they've said all three of them are going to be remastered. Now, I think what that means is, and we talked about it a lot on this show because I played through it, the Ratchet and Clank remaster. It was sort of like built from the ground up. Like it was kind of a redo.
I didn't think of it in that way.
Of the first game.
Yeah, but it wasn't just they put all the code in and then up the pixels or whatever.
It's not like how Nintendo do where they just like upgrade the textures.
Yeah.
It was like a new game. So I think, and just also based on playing that one level of Crash Bandicoot in Uncharted 4, which I think is what has spurred this on.
Yeah.
I thought it was cool. And I never played those games as a kid. So I have no, I know the character.
Yeah,
and I think I rented a PS once, but it's not, I mean, I have nostalgia for it, but not like I've never gone deep in on them. But playing that level in Uncharted 4, it's just as it is, the gameplay is, it's pretty dated.
Yeah.
So they would want to be, I assume it's going to be keeping the style, but complete kind of overhaul on it, which I think is cool.
Yeah, sure.
Just based on how good the Ratchet and Clank remaster was.
Yeah, it's also going to be like I'm going to have to buy a Skylanders game now, which I had no interest in doing, but now I will.
Yeah, but you don't have to because they're just redoing all the Crash Bandicoot games.
Oh, I see.
But
separate,
the Skylanders.
Yeah, but I'm going to do it just to.
So the start of the reboot of him is you can just play as him in this other game.
Yeah,
I get it. Separate to that, they're remastering Crash Bandicoot 1, 2, and 3.
I see.
When will Warnie be a Skylander?
Well, you can create your own Skylanders in this new Skylander. So maybe we'll get some like sweet, you know, like character crafting, you know.
That'd be, there's no character there. But it's been
unless they have, unless you can unlock speed dealers to put on your character, I don't think it's going to be that authentic.
They announced that Skyrim remaster as well.
Oh, yeah.
Which I'm kind of excited about just because they're going to include some mods that I like, you know.
Yeah, and they're going to do the thing like Fallout did.
Yeah.
I've never played it, but I think maybe this would get me to go in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I was surprised I didn't do? And I know it's such a small thing, but I thought they would have announced what the Uncharted DLC is going to be.
Yeah,
the
single player. Maybe it's not ready yet. Who knows?
DLC.
Maybe they've cancelled it. That's how we find out.
Okay, so then big show already at this point. People are losing their minds. The VR stuff was pretty big. The Crash Bandicoot reveal, obviously a lot of people have a lot of fondness and nostalgia for that character.
Where do you go from there? How do you
then
one up it?
They bring out a little bloke by the name of how do you say his name? Hideo Kojima.
That's it.
He comes out
with this like fucking lit up runway underneath him and shit. Like it was so over the top.
It's like awesome though. I love it.
Persian emissary.
I love that there's the fact that there's a superstar video games director.
But yeah. Also,
is amazing.
The context of this is that he had his huge falling out last year after Metal Gear Solid, and then got booted out of his company that he started. All this kind of stuff.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So this is his big like return.
And so he's been teasing for months. He's got a big social media presence.
Yeah.
He's been sort of teasing for a while. Like, what's he working on? So he comes out.
Lots of
people go
having dinner with Norman Reedus.
Yes. People go bananas. He then shows the trailer for what he's been working on.
Yeah.
And
which
it is.
I think people are now more confused about what this is.
So upsetting.
Than before he
There's got to be so many shareholders who've just like seen all the news about Kojima and been like, okay, he must be the dude. All right. Then
wow,
they
he's
see
got a lot
that.
Of Twitter followers. I'm in.
Yeah. They see this thing with fucking naked Norman Reedus holding a dead baby.
Weird baby, and then there's umbilical cords everywhere.
The baby turns into tar and shit.
And then it's a guy naked on a beach. There's like a baby attached to him. Camera pans out. He's just on this like beach, but like a... What is it where the sand's all kind of like black?
Yeah, like volcanic sands or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. And then like the baby just sort of melts in his hands and there's just...
He starts crying.
Everywhere. Yeah, it's just...
So...
Every frame of this trailer was already a meme within 5 minutes of the trailer coming out, which is awesome.
Get a load of this. I saw someone doing like an analysis of this trailer.
Mm.
Man, has his baby taken away from him.
Oh.
It's about fucking Kojima.
Great.
And look, he's got five little things there, little USB sticks around his neck. There were five Metal Gears.
Ah, yeah. Interesting.
This seems self-indulgent now.
Yeah. Yeah. What, and it didn't before?
You're saying Kojima made a self-indulgent game? What?
But yeah, I don't know. I like all the lore around him. I've only played the first 10 minutes of
and
Metal
didn't
Gear.
Care for it, right?
I didn't not care for I just think I'm real bad. I just don't know that I'm... I can't see myself ever being good at it.
Yeah. Metal
I can't
Gear's
see myself
like a,
ever getting good enough to enjoy it. But I really want to because I love all the... All
Metal Gear's... It's not like any other shooter. Like, you just can't just, like, just kind of ram in and just start shooting everyone. You've got to, like, sit there and plan out your fucking attacks.
It's got its own weird way it works as well.
Yeah.
So Kojima, other than Metal Gear, has kind of basically just done... like, he did Snatcher and Police Nauts, which I haven't played either of, but they were, like, adventure games.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really hoping that's what this is. That'd be cool. I'd like to see that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited for this in spite... Like, I was... To go back to what I was saying before, in spite of not... Like, I'm not an obsessive person who's played all these games, but I like the idea of how fucking over the top he is.
Yeah.
And I think it looks cool. Whatever the fuck it is, whatever this is setting up, I think it looks like a cool game experience, potentially.
Yeah,
like
who knows?
The setup of it.
I mean,
could
at this
lead
point,
to something.
It is literally nothing.
Yeah.
Like, they can't have made
it. Oh, it's called Death Stranding, we should say.
Oh, yeah. Which is a terrible
Stranding,
name.
Stranding.
I don't mind it.
Death Stranding is just, it feels weird to say.
I like it.
And
but that's what I like
anything.
About it.
What does it mean, Death Stranding?
What does
We're
anything mean?
We're talking about it.
And it published it as good publishing.
Fuck. I hate that as. That's the most annoying argument for things. Oh, well. It worked, didn't it? It worked. Okay, so then Spider-Man. PlayStation 4 game, original.
Which you're not excited about? I've been burnt before. I was saying to Das before that like I view Spider-Man games the way I view Fantastic Four films.
Yeah,
like
right.
I get so excited about it, and then I've just always been disappointed.
Who gets excited about a Fantastic Four film
this
as well?
Point. This is yeah, I'm, right. I have a problem.
You were gullible.
Yeah.
You're going to crash into the Montague Street Bridge one day.
The big talk about it has been everyone hates the Spider-Man costume in this because the spider's all big and white.
The white
Spider-Man.
Spider.
It does look... It looks pretty whack. Like, it is kind of weird to cut to, like, go, hey, we're going to trade on this. You know, you have nostalgia for this thing and you love everything about it and how it looks. We're just going to fuck the appearance.
Yeah, if they
like,
just
why?
Made that spider black,
yeah,
then the costume would be fine. He's got those Civil War eyes as well.
Yeah.
You know, get someone who can give you them Civil War eyes.
So it's like they're also trying to do like an Arkham style game.
That's clearly what the basis, the influence for
Sweet.
This is.
I mean, that could be cool.
And I think, we were talking about this before, Nox. Like, I think, just on the surface of Spider-Man game, I go, but I go, if they're going to do the same thing as they do with the Arkham games, I think that could be really cool.
I would have said that about a Batman game before I played that first.
I have to say, I think that it's kind of weird with like comic book films how they have to like kind of like model the costume in when they do a film, they have to make the costume look pretty much the same as it does in the comic books. Otherwise, people will lose their fucking minds.
Mm.
I always think like it, but those were all designed like in the 50s and stuff, and a lot of them are very camp.
Yeah.
They had to make a big decision with the X-Men film of going, we can't have Wolverine running around in a fucking fluoro yellow jumpsuit. You know, I think the Spider-Man suit, it needs a full overhaul. You know what I mean? Like, in 2016, a red and blue, it just doesn't look like...
They did that in Spider-Man, in the third Spider-Man film when he went all emo.
Oh, he had like a...
I never saw it.
Oh, he had a black Spider-Man.
There's literally a thing where... Who's the guy who plays Spider-Man? What's his name?
Tobey Maguire.
Yeah, Tobey Maguire. Where he dances down the street in a black Spider-Man suit.
That's the only thing I've ever heard about that film, by the way, is the sequence where he goes emo.
It's very bad.
Right.
It's a dance and shit. Like, it's very bad.
Great. Anyway, I think it looks cool. Again, a trailer where it's very cinematic and you don't see much of actual gameplay. But, I think, because we were saying before, Spider-Man is a property that, like, it should, if you make a Spider-Man video game and it's not good, you should just be banned from making video games.
Yeah.
Because it's all there.
Yeah.
It's all there for you.
All the elements.
Yeah. You don't have to change anything. You don't have to fuck around. It's like a guy who can like put web on things and fly around. It should be fucking awesome.
Yeah. Call of Duty Infinite Warfare.
That looked lame to me because I think a lot of people thought it looked all right. But this like space combat stuff they've got, which is the big new thing in it, I guess. There have been segments in previous games like that where you're flying a jet or whatever, and they've been shitty because they're just sort of on rails and lame.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It might be all right, but it looks fucking like expensive.
Looking at it now, and we're watching the trailer now, it looks like there's a lot going on.
It does, but
if you're
going
to watch a trailer on this podcast, we insist that you watch it in silence and make it unable to hear the audio from the trailer and watch the full 3 minutes of it with no commentary.
Wordlessly, yeah.
We have traditions here, please.
We have a code of ethics.
I'm worried about that Call of Duty game, how much you'll actually be doing with that space combat. If you're actually doing space combat stuff, that could be fucking cool. But you know.
Anyway, is that everything from PlayStation?
I think that's everything from PlayStation.
Yeah.
So then we move on to very close to my heart.
The big Sega. Boy.
The big boys. The big N. Mm. The big N word. What if that became their slogan? Nintendo, the other N word.
Oh, I just saw that really briefly. the trailer. We Happy Few looked really good. It sort of looks like Bioshock Infinite. It's like these drugs, these pills that you take.
A little bit upsetting kind of thing.
Happy pills.
Yeah.
It looks cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay.
But
good commentary.
Yeah.
It looks cool.
Hey, big thumbs going, thumbs all up.
But let's get back to the N-word.
So. So bad. So Nintendo, now this was on the cards for a while. They weren't going to be doing a big E3 conference. They were doing a sort of a live stream event
one
where they were going to show a trailer and then play through a lot of the Zelda game, of the new Zelda game.
So it didn't actually end up playing that much. It was all one area, which is good.
So we got our first look at it. It's called The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild.
Fuck, I'm so pumped
and
for this.
Yeah.
It was on, like, the live event was 2 a.m. Melbourne time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I had to, I couldn't do it time-wise because I had an early start and a big day the next day. And I've done that in the past and fucking burnt. So there's nothing worse than going to bed at 4 a.m. and going, that was an absolute, going to bed disappointed. Yeah. It's like, fucking, I couldn't bring myself
Don't come
to
home with me then, Emma.
this game, so
not
it opens
much going on in
them
watermelon sheets, let me tell you.
So it opens on big, beautiful vistas.
Well, so just before that, I'll just mention really quickly, like that guy, Reggie, whatever it is, the Nintendo guy, he just straight up says,
I think his last name.
the new Legend of Zelda game coming to the Wii U and the Nintendo NX, which is the first time any of the Nintendo people have actually just said NX.
Yeah, they've yeah.
And
that can't be the... I mean, that's weird to be... Look, we'll get into this, but... so, yeah, big, beautiful... opens of beautiful shots of scenery.
Yeah, like the draw distance on this game is huge.
And it just looks fucking incredible.
It looks amazing. Like, I was debating with Angus Truscott, friend of the show.
Yep.
He was not so impressed with the graphics. He was saying that
But it's on a Wii U. Like, this is what the Wii U can
do. I still think, like, you know, I know that, like, kind of, like, cartoonish and stylized thing. His thing was, like, after playing Uncharted 4, it felt a bit wanting. But for me, like, like that as a bit of a
Man, this Studio Ghibli movie looked nothing like Avatar. Like,
I think that it's cool that, like, I'm a big fan of, like, you know, using whatever your limitations are in any form, you use them to form your strength. So you become defined by what you can't do, but you just work around that and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Using that as a benefit rather than a hindrance.
But the kind of worry I have for Nintendo is that the only things we get excited about when Nintendo release a thing is a thing we've already played five times before.
Yes. But that's the great thing about this is it looks like a really different version of that thing we've played.
So there's a lot of... I've seen someone sort of describe it as it's almost a survival game. So a lot of what we see in the trailer is a bit of battle, but mostly you're in the wild, you're exploring this big open world.
You're trying to like...
Crafting, a lot of like cooking up stuff to
taking weapons off of enemies that you kill because your ones break and shit. Like,
which I thought was really cool. Like that, we saw the big kind of like as realistic a looking Zelda as we've ever seen. Mm. Big kind of like realistic looking mountainscapes, and then we sort of cut to him preparing some food.
Yeah.
And the effect of him doing that was like really cartoony,
which I thought
was fucking cool. Like I just thought that was like a cool little... just a jarring little moment that I thought worked really well.
Totally. It looks fucking great. It looks massive and like really creative in a way that a Zelda game hasn't been.
Yeah.
Or like the last fucking Skyward Sword was so bad.
Yeah. And they've got stats in this, which is like a new...
upgrade stats,
which they've never done before. Yeah.
And real simple like Nintendo version of that where it's like your armor's now a 2.
Yeah.
None of the like crazy fucking million stats and stuff. But
yeah. And so they've said that this is going to be very open and non-linear. A thing came out where if you want, you can just go in, you can turn the game on day one and just go take on the final boss.
Yeah, right.
You can just find him in there and go take him on.
Yeah, wow.
Which I think is really cool.
Yeah,
and
we're
definitely going to see... someone's going to do it somehow.
Someone will find out how to do it.
That's
going to
be
run.
The new challenge, like who can take out the final boss. But I think that's cool.
Yeah.
You can do any area... in any order, but you just might get to a point and it's like, well, I'm fucked. I can't get through this.
Yeah.
I need to go and like gather more skills and get more weapons and all that sort of stuff.
Was there also some Pokemon thing? Yeah. I didn't see it.
I didn't bother.
They showed a bit of, because I watched some of it in the early morning.
Yep.
And they spent about an hour just talking about this fucking Pokemon. It's set in like a fake Hawaii. There's a weird looking seal. Pokemon is still relatively boring.
I like Pokemon. I played
one. It's not
one...
a game to watch, though.
Exactly. Like I played one a few years ago and liked it, and I've been sort of thinking this one, like, you know, depending, you know, probably when it comes out at the time, I'll probably get it if I've got time to sink my teeth into, but I just want to get it when it's out and play it.
Exactly.
I don't really give a fuck about the details.
And
I know what to expect. Yeah. I want to find that out when I'm playing Zelda.
Yeah.
I'm like, fucking show me it. New Mario, show me it.
Oh, yeah, there is they also said there was going to be a new Mario. And they said it was going to be the most different Mario of all time or something.
Oh, did they say that? That's
I didn't hear any of this.
No, they said there's something about there was going to be a new Mario and Mario's going to be super different. And it's weird that they said that after they just did Mario Maker, right? Which is like, which already was a real different Mario.
Here's my problem with
this
presentation.
Mario Fuckfest we've all been waiting for.
the Zelda trailer, beautiful, looks awesome, gives me a lot of hope for it. It still is, and you know, we've been talking about this for months. This is the problem, is that you can't be... it's crazy to be talking about this, and we all know that it's also going to be a launch title for this new console.
Yeah.
And you're not giving us any information about what that is. We don't know what to expect graphics-wise from it. And Angus is kind of right. Like, it is, like, graphics-wise, I think it looks amazing. But it is insane to be getting up there and your only thing that you're showing off is something that's running on a four-year-old piece of hardware.
Yeah.
That at the time when it came out was also like
version.
6 years old.
Exactly.
Like,
and I mean, I think that Nintendo's always been very good at, like I said, working within their limitations and getting the absolute best out of what they've got. But it just, it really frustrated me where, like I said, this was my first year watching the PlayStation presentation as an actual participant in it.
And going, that this console can do.
Yeah, I can get this. I'm going to buy that when it comes out. That looks amazing. And there was so much in it. And even if there was one thing that I didn't love, I'm like, the next thing was like, oh, that looks really cool. I'm interested to see how that pans out. And then Nintendo have this fucking amazing reveal of a game that so many people have so much fondness for the franchise. Mm. And then that was it. And I just was wishing, like, man, imagine if this was bare, if this was within a presentation where it was like, this is what the NX is. New Mario game, new IP, Splatoon upgrade, or whatever.
Yeah.
It just really kind of, as excited as I was for that game, it just really bummed me out that was...
Yeah.
That was all we got.
And
like,
I think that the gap between what the Nintendo consoles are able to do at release and what the PlayStation and Xbox consoles are able to do at release is getting wider and wider with each iteration.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So you know, when the Wii came out, it didn't really matter that everything looked shit because it was a very new way of playing games, you know?
Yeah.
And so we're like, oh, this is great. I will buy this for this reason.
Yeah.
But now that everyone's kind of overactive gaming, that kind of thing.
Sure.
In that way.
Motion control and stuff.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. Yeah. It's like, yeah, it was fine, but whatever.
That's awesome that this is like the first Zelda in a while.
Yeah.
No gimmick.
Yeah.
That's I reckon that franchise has suffered the most out of them trying to go, because it's a sword and it was happened with, I mean, they had both ends of the Wii, where Twilight Princess came out as a launch thing and they had that really clumsy thing.
Yeah.
And then at the very end as well, where they're like, no, we've gotten it right now with this Motion Plus thing.
And then had that very clumsy thing.
And it just feels like with this, it's like they've put this out at a moment where the Wii U just feels old when you play it.
It's already tanked. It's already done.
Yeah.
Well, because you think when the Wii U and the gamepad first got announced, it was like, You just initial things are, okay, inventory right there on the screen without having to pause and go into another menu.
That's great.
And map. You got a map right in front of you at all times. And they got rid of that.
Yeah, like have you tried to play fucking Star Fox?
No, I refuse.
It is impossible. You're like looking at the little screen and also the big screen and everything. It's just, I hate it. I hated it.
But I read a thing
one of the Nintendo people, I don't remember who, said like, I think the gamepad might have been a bit of a mistake. Like,
well, with
you don't
this
put
Zelda,
your GPS on your lap, do you? You put it there because you have to look at it.
Well, with this Zelda thing, they've talked about how they were going to have it on the gamepad. It was on the gamepad.
Yeah.
And that at a certain point they were like, it just makes more sense that if you're running in a direction, you want to just be able to cast your eyes down and see in the corner of the screen where you are in real time instead of having to avert your gaze.
I don't want to move my neck. I'm playing video games.
Yeah, so they've given up. They've completely given up on it.
Fucking idiots.
No, good for them. And you know what? You say like they work well within their restrictions and stuff, but man, they're putting those restrictions on themselves.
Sure.
Like they have no reason that the NX couldn't be a big, powerful fucking machine.
But they just, and the gamepad, they've just used it in the wrong ways. Like playing the Wind Waker and having your little items just there on the screen and not having to pause, it is cool because having to pause to equip stuff, it does take you out of it. It does take you out of the reality of.
So from people at E3, what the gamepad's being used for this new Zelda is just always a display of what your controls are at the time.
Right.
Because apparently they're pretty complicated in this new one. And so it's always, if you look there, which I like because them not
That's
being on the
cool.
screen is
yeah,
good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyway.
There's a jump button in this, which is like, you know, seems like a small thing, but it's actually pretty big for
all
the series.
All the climbing and stuff.
A lot of climbing.
It looks really fresh and a new, good version
of
that game. Do you
reckon open world, beautiful vistas, climbing. So there's a bit of Uncharted sneaking its way in here.
Yeah.
Do you reckon we're going to get any Link going, whoa, 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 whoa? God, I hope so.
He does kind of might talk in this one.
Yeah. Because
there's voice acting from the other people and then you're choosing like, yeah, buddy, what's up? You know, all your little dialogue responses.
There was a great thing this week where they also, and you know, when you've gone, really all we're going to do is show off Zelda.
Mm.
And then they just throw an announcement of a new Mario Party on 3DS in there as well.
Yeah, that like, uses the same fucking art from a can
of
spaghetti
as they
made. That's what I'm
going to say. The box art they put out, someone goes, yeah, that's a licensed Nintendo SpaghettiOs from however long ago. They've just used the same artwork.
It's really insane.
But if you're not going to announce, you know, big hardware and stuff that people give a fuck about, why sneak in these announcements of a Waluigi amiibo?
Yeah.
Like, why do that?
It's weird, man. But
you're not going to do a full. Oh, isn't it? Fuck, it's movable, so frustrating.
It's a bendable amiibo, you got.
It's so frustrating.
I want to get an NX. You know what I mean? Like, I really want to play this Zelda game, and I don't want to get a Wii U.
Yeah.
So I would like to be sold on an NX.
That would probably be my. I would be thinking I want to play this on the best. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if I'm going to get one, I may as well get one day one and play it, because it would feel a little bit, for me playing it on the Wii U, it would feel like playing this on a bit of a.
I'm just going to wait for the emulators.
Thing.
Just going to wait for the emulators. Play it in browser.
But surely to God, I mean, I think, I can't remember if it was you or Ben that said it on this podcast, but the thought that maybe they don't want to, because they announce things and then sort of a micro version of it gets implemented into an Xbox or a play, right. Like their stuff there, you know, like the PlayStation Move, the little touchpad thing on the PS4.
Yeah,
but I think maybe there's a bit of like they would, them knowing that, you know, Microsoft and Sony are working on, you know, PlayStation 4.5 and the Scorpio, these in-between things. Mm. Maybe what they're cooking up, they don't want it out there.
But
that's why they didn't show it off.
At some point, they've got to be giving it to developers so they can have games for it. So Sony and Microsoft are going to hear that shit anyway.
Yeah, I think maybe it was just a case of them wanting to sit it out and then, but God, you'd have to think within the next month, we've got to be getting, if this is out in like, what is it, like February next year or something?
It's meant to be March, but I bet that's going to slip back. And with that, the Zelda game will slip back as well.
But even if it's slipping back, that still is...
It's going to be
There been a system coming out where it's less than a year, even if it gets delayed a lot, that's still a year where you've heard nothing about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
We're talking about it.
I hope a shipment of them goes under the Montague Street Bridge in South Melbourne. And that's what causes the delay. All right, we got to wrap this up. That was good. That was a fun. We did it.
Good times.
We went through all of E3.
We did it.
No, we haven't missed any news.
Yep.
So don't tell us about other news because it doesn't exist.
Well, there's stray bits and pieces here that we can catch up on. I guess when Ben comes back, we can get his thoughts on stuff.
And you know what?
Well.
Like, eventually,
it's embargoed. It's embargoed.
Hing, what do you got? What would you like to plug?
If you're in Sydney, I'm going to be filming my comedy special August 5 at the Comedy Store. Come along to that.
It's a very specific name for a comedy special. August 5 at the Comedy Store. Imagine if that was the name. Sorry, keep going.
Every week.
I was on your podcast the other day. Is that out yet?
Yeah, it's not out yet because...
Oh, you've done a DAS. Have you come down here and not brought the SD card with you?
No.
I would do that.
Because there were some things that were a little bit spicy in there.
Oh, really?
We weren't sure about whether to put off.
Yeah, right.
You got to tell me off there what
the
they
other
were.
N-word.
Yeah, we Nintendoed it. Yeah.
But that podcast, Free to a Good Home, there's old episodes of that online.
Oh, it's so good.
Really funny.
Yeah.
It's a great show.
Yeah, it's real fun.
What do we got? We got the Facebook Filthy Casuals podcast, at Filthy Cas Pod on Twitter, Filthy Cas Podcast.
filthycasuals.pod@gmail.com.
Yep. Get in touch, send us stuff. We do have Ben has been forwarding stuff through to us that listeners have been sending in.
Yeah, it's mostly hentai.
But we've had plenty of E3 hentai stuff to talk about, so we've kind of put that on the back burner for a bit of a quieter week. Guys, thanks for listening. And Hing, would you like to do this or would you like to defer to Nox?
Please, Noxy, you've got the voice for it.
Great. Oh, so I always forget that.
Let me set you up. As we say here every week at the end of Filthy Casuals.
Hey, our deepest sympathy. No. Warning. I was just saying, man's not a camel. How bad a VB?
Wait, can I try one?
Yeah.
Set me up.
All right. As we always say at the end of every episode here at Filthy Casuals.
So look out for that bridge.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.